Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Friday, December 20th. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'm watching the car in my rearview mirror swerve ever so slightly back and forth. And it scared me, so I'm going to get over in the other lane. And it's really a bad, scary morning. Because we got ice last night, this morning. I'm talking ice. I walked out of my front door, and had the newscaster not said anything, I think I probably would have cracked my skull on the cement. Because he said the most dangerous step will be your first step walking out of your front door. He was not lying. It was just a sheet of ice on my front stoop. All three steps, sidewalk. And then the bag of salt that I purchased was in the trunk of my car. Trying to get to my car took me about 3 minutes. And I had to leave my tea on the banister, which was all iced over. And it, you know, it normally takes me 20 minutes to get to work. It took me a half hour. And you can see in the picture, my windshield, how the ice, there's just no way. And then driving in it out there in corn country was just insane. I was pretty lucky though. I don't like getting on the radio and babbling on. A lot of the other drivers do. Just nonsense communication. I hate that. The only time I got on the radio was to communicate verification of a policy change for dropping off passengers. And then I let them know I was empty and back on the ground safe and sound, and then I was leaving. I got out to the driveway off the property, and one of the vehicles came up and almost took me out because they slid as they were turning the corner. And I had enough time to see the back end. And you know what's scary is driving a vehicle of that size, your back end slides. And I can see where semis, when they jackknife, it's gotta be a crazy, terrifying feeling because it's all that sense of control. You cannot control that vehicle. And then people don't think a vehicle of that size takes longer to stop because you got more weight pushing you forward. And it's just people. There was a lot of cars in ditches. There was a couple drivers that, you know, I don't know. And my supervisor, my boss, had to go out, and I think he hit a car, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I heard something on the radio about it. But I'm back in my town, and everything seems to be just wet. And it's supposed to, they have a winter storm watch, more freezing rain, fog, snow, and that's supposed to be until Sunday. There's a big system coming in, and I'm supposed to leave Sunday to go see the man child. So, yeah, right now I am in so much pain, my neck and my shoulder from just tensing up. You know, because once you hear the sound of crunching metal, or if you've ever been in an accident with those size vehicles, it's a sound you just can't shake it. Almost like the smell of burnt skin. It's just, don't you just love my sound effects? So anyway, I am almost to the store, and I hope everybody's safe, sound. And today is my last day of work, and I'm off for 2 weeks. I'm off until next year. Yay! Alrighty. Laterness, people.